You're listening to The Modern Mainframe, BMC's Intelligent Z Optimization and Transformation Podcast, covering the latest trends and issues on the mainframe, and how BMC AMI and BMC Compuware Solutions can help you build a mainframe-inclusive DevOps toolchain. Hi, everyone. Welcome to The Modern Mainframe. I'm Matt Dallaire. Today, we have the final episode of our three-part discussion on the current state and future of mainframe modernization and DevOps. Joining me again today are April Hickel, BMC Vice President of Intelligent Z Strategy, and John McKenney, Senior Vice President and General Manager of Intelligent Z Optimization and Transformation. So, with the introductions out of the way, let's get back to the conversation. A lot of the discussion of DevOps in the mainframe centers around application development and improving the quality, velocity, and efficiency of software delivery. But there's another half to DevOps. John, what advances are we seeing on the ops side of the equation?
Thanks, Matt. I think there's just tremendous progress on the AI ops front. And that's almost a buzzword today, right? So the artificial intelligence operations. But in the BMC space, we're extremely proud of the advances that we've made just in the last 12 months alone. I mentioned in a previous episode that we're on a quarterly release cycle. So each and every quarter, we're bringing out new capabilities. And what we've been able to do is using advanced AI and machine learning techniques, we can very effectively identify and detect problem conditions literally, hours, days, weeks ahead of severely business disruptive events. And we know this because we've been developing this in partnership with our clients. But moreover than that, we have most recently been able to pinpoint the very specific cause. So now we can tell you not only you're going to have a problem that can disrupt your business, we're telling you exactly what the cause of that is. What is the patient zero, if you will? So that's pretty phenomenal when you think about the complexity of today's organizations and what that means for improved business resilience, availability, and performance. So that's just one area. And then if I make the connection to the dev side, right? So on the dev side, one of the things that operations teams have long been responsible for is ensuring that once those applications are out and in production, that they're performing well. But one of the challenges has been that that type of monitoring performance management has often been at the very tail end of the development cycle. So what we've been doing is working very hard to shift left and provide the capabilities as part of a CI/CD pipeline to identify the types of things that can negatively impact performance when you're in production, when you're running at scale. So we're truly bringing in, the integration of DevOps and shifting it left earlier in the cycle so that development teams, long before they get into, complete integration tests, are able to identify and fix problems that could be very problematic late in the cycle. So that's just one example, but there are a number of others that our teams are hard at work on that will continue to move and shift left to create greater capabilities and greater efficiency in the entire DevOps process.
Right. And April, your Twitter handle is April for Ops, so I'm going to assume you have something to say about the inclusion of operations in DevOps.
Yeah, and I think if you think about the persona we serve, so developers want a great and integrated experience. Operations is the same. They want a great and integrated experience. And then, of course, we're bringing those two things together. So I think in operations, to add on to what John said, people are looking for a better way to manage the complex, large scale infrastructure of the mainframe. And so we've made a real commitment to a modern experience for our operations teams and to have them have the latest and greatest AI and machine learning churning in the background, doing the hard work, as John mentioned, on detection and automated cause analysis, which we call probable cause analysis. And this is going to allow us to, give a cloud-like experience to the mainframe. And then so both those personas having, a common set of needs for a modern integrated type of tool set. The other thing that we see and really ties back to what John said is this feedback loop. So, you know, if you're delivering software more rapidly, more integrated, more, you know, more automated, you need to be able to manage that. You need the visibility across all of it. You need a single place that you can look to see what's happening. You need to be able to respond more quickly. You're releasing every week or every day or whatever the cadence might be. You can't wait to see what happens when it gets in operations. You've got to be looking at it comprehensively.
As you talk with customers and as you see what they're doing, what are some of the ways companies are truly bringing both sides together? What are some of the ways they're bridging the gaps? April, I'll start with you.
Well, what I see is that they're functioning, operations and development functioning as a single team. So they're, you know, there's been a cultural shift and supported by an organizational shift to bring application development and operations together. Now, having said that, they still have unique disciplines. So developers are writing the code and operations is looking after the application once it's in production. But that, you know, the shared experience they have, the feedback earlier in the life cycle is allowing them to move together and move more quickly. So I would say organization and culture plays a big impact.
John, do you have any examples you can add or anything you're seeing?
I just add on to what April said. I agree that you know, some of the culture changes, bringing the two sides closer together, is big. I also think that the adoption of newer technologies that enable the teams to work more closely together is also a big help. You know, and one of the things that, you know, we continue to see is enabling the teams to communicate more effectively together, to be able to understand on the operations side, you know, when there are changes in the applications, and to be able to very quickly identify, you know, any changes or unexpected patterns that are happening in the operations side, to be able to link that back to application changes in a much more rapid way, right? Those are ways that will continue to help the teams work more effectively together. And as we said earlier, just, you know, the continued shift left is also going to continue to be important. I think we'll see more and more in terms of automated testing, more precision testing. So testing that's really oriented and the test data really oriented in the area of the code that was changed versus today where, you know, they run and try to run a full regression on every single thing when in actuality, you may have only changed 100 lines of code. So what did that 100 lines of code actually affect? And using AI and machine learning to help you identify that versus the knowledge that exists in development teams and the operation teams' heads.
And I would say just one thing that made me think of is operations tools of the past were really designed for an expert user, and therefore they weren't very well suited for sharing with people outside of the operations discipline. Today's modern operations tools, such as BMC, AMI Ops, really provide the visualization of application performance, of application availability, in a way that anybody can understand it. And so this allows information to be shared very easily with development teams. And I think this is, again, a part of these organizations really coming together efficiently.
So as we reach the end of our series, I have a wrap-up question for the series. Looking forward, what do you see in the future for mainframe DevOps? John, we'll start with you.
You know, what I see is the future is really enterprise DevOps. You know, I think that one of the things that organizations need to shift their mindset is not necessarily around what we're doing from a mainframe DevOps. If they're thinking of it that way, they're probably thinking of it maybe the wrong way, right? It's how can I include my mainframe environment in my enterprise DevOps strategy. So what we're increasingly going to see in the future is an enterprise DevOps that's completely inclusive of the mainframe. We've talked about open borders. That means that whether you're talking about your CI/CD pipeline, your testing, all of that can leverage on the mainframe, right? The tool set that you're using across the enterprise. When you're talking about operations and you want to have end-to-end visibility, you're trying to identify and be able to predict problem conditions. You want to do real-time causal analysis to be able to drive AI machine learning to do that across your platform. That needs to be happening in an enterprise stack. And that's because today's business applications, today's business services don't exist in a silo. They exist as part of a hybrid cloud environment that is inclusive of the mainframe on the back end. So increasingly, you know, the future is going to be much more interconnected enterprise views that enable you to develop and deliver software that runs more predictably at better levels of performance and efficiency than ever before.
And I would say to support this vision that, you know, we have a huge passion for making the mainframe part of the enterprise DevOps movement. And so when I, as a strategy leader for our business, think about what does that mean to customers, we have three main themes of investment that we're going to focus on in future quarters. And this is really designed around how do we help create an amazing developer experience. So a developer working in the mainframe has access to the same integrated, connected tool set or modern experience. It's integrated with their testing. So that's one of our themes. A second theme that we have is really on, you know, as John and I have covered, automation and automated testing is key for organizations to speed up their innovation cycles. So we'll continue to extend our automated testing coverage with tools, Compuware tools like HyperStation, as well as expanding across more languages, more programs on the mainframe. And then third, like John mentioned, integration is key, and we are going to continue to expand our partnerships and integrations in the DevOps space. This allows the mainframe to be a seamless part in this rapidly evolving DevOps tool chain. So we'll continue to expand our APIs. We have more specific integrations with vendors like GitHub to make sure that from compiling your code or having a developer experience, you can do this. We'll look for opportunities to connect BMC Compuware products into other products within this tool chain. So this really just helps customers bridge the gap between development and ops. It helps them take advantage of the latest and greatest advances in this tool chain, and it builds an environment for them. So, you know, adding on to what John has laid out as really the vision in the market, there are these themes that we'll be investing in.
For the final question, I'm going to put both of you on the spot. But do you have any final thoughts?
As a final thought, I would encourage customers who are looking at their business today to consider the impact that automating and modernizing application development has. It is inevitable that the market demands are going to increase. Consumer demands are going to increase. There's more and more disruption in the market. And to protect your business, to capitalize on this as an opportunity, you really need to think about shifting your mindset to a very agile, very automated approach to application development. So I would encourage you all as listeners to think about how you can take away some of the principles of DevOps and just get started.
I'd agree 100%. It's all about getting started. And I would be so bold as to say, if you're not already on the path to deploying DevOps and including the mainframe in your environment, you are at a competitive disadvantage. Because I promise you, your competitors are already starting. Many of them are well on the way of their journey. And they are enjoying the benefits. They're getting capabilities out in the market very quickly at a higher quality. And frankly, organizations that aren't are making a mistake because they're not going to be able to keep up. There's no reason that you can't get started now and get benefits in a very short time frame.
That's great. Some great thoughts throughout from both of you. Thank you very much for joining us and for sharing your thoughts. Again, thanks for being here. And folks, we'll talk to you next time on the Modern Mainframe.
Thank you, Matt.
Thank you, Matt.
You're listening to the Modern Mainframe, BMC's Intelligent Z Optimization and Transformation Podcast, covering the latest trends and issues on the mainframe, and how BMC AMI and BMC Compuware Solutions can help you build a mainframe-inclusive DevOps toolchain.